still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you cut off for a second.
Yeah.
Hi,
I'm just waiting on... Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, hi, Lance. My name is Paul. Thanks for holding. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details, get you the accurate pricing. How's your... I'm sorry? You're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that? Lance, can you still hear me? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There's a little bit of distortion and some static in the background, but we'll try and get through it as long as you can hear me okay. If not, I can try to call you back. But, you know, Lulu says you're about a month in, so she's requesting a new business rate. Now, that's actually a very significant reduction in the cost of our service. We try to make it affordable for young companies. We know our clients will stay with the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page, although it is month to month and there is no long term contract. So our job, of course, is to get you found in that local map or that PAC result. So if someone types in handyman near me, or if they're looking for specific services, whatever you want to be found for. Lewis says bigger jobs are okay, but you mostly want to focus on those smaller jobs. We'll get real specific about the services, whether it's drywall or finish work or whatever it is. We can get you found for installing windows and doors or anything that you really want to make sure that your company is listed for. We'll make sure you've got a .com website that will showcase those services and even before and after photos. Of course, our job is to make sure that the people who need your services see your business as one of their options, one of those top options, right on that first page. And of course, you know, they'll call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. And of course, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable, those smaller jobs that you can knock out quickly and move on to the next one, or maybe it is that bigger job that you can do in a few days and get paid well for it. You know, like I said, it's a flat rate regardless of whether you do those bigger jobs or smaller jobs. And with the calls coming to you, though, it's a high conversion rate. It's a lot different, Lance, than paying for a lead or being in the same bidding war with your competitors who also have paid for that same lead. I noticed that Lulu attached the Angie Leads, or the Home Advisor profile she found when she was looking for anything related to your business online. Is that a service that you are using currently? Are you paying for leads right now? Lance, hello?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, are you using that service? Are you paying for Angie Leads? Are you using those leads?
I am.
You are. How do you like it overall?
It seems to have brought a few different calls so far. I mean, I've only had it active for literally maybe a day or not even a full 24 hours.
Gotcha. So it's really, really new. Okay. So what I would tell you is this. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page. But most of the business owners I speak with prefer to get direct phone calls. I think people just want their phone to ring. I don't think any business owner wants to chase down a lead. They may or may not answer the phone. They may have already talked to one of your competitors. They may be looking for an estimate, and you still have to pay for that lead. So especially for a brand new business, it could get pretty pricey. But when you're on Google, doesn't matter if you're a brand new business, you can be the guy that gets the job. It's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst, certainly at 1 month in, though. When you're on that first page going up against a bigger, more established company, you can still get those phone calls and be the guy that wins the job. We just got to get you on the first page. Most consumers don't go past that first page, but when you're on there, you'll get those phone calls. Now, because you are a very young company, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. Like I said, it's pretty significant. You'll save 50%, a little over 50% actually. You'll save $200 every single month off the normal cost of the service, and it will bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199, and that $199 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And like I said, no matter how many jobs you get, it is that exact amount. So it's a lot easier to budget for in that sense than a lead-based service where, of course, it varies depending on how many leads you get, how much each lead costs. With us, you know exactly how much it bills. It would be that exact amount. It's a promotional rate for a young company. It is not, though, an introductory rate. So, Lance, it's never going to go up on you. It's a fixed rate no matter how long you choose to stay with it. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service. You will, though, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or for your website. Now, Lulu says you've got...
the third phone call of the type I've gotten today, and your sales pitch is probably a little better than the other two. Alright, so this analytics, you're saying that I'll get a report. Now, I'm paying this $199 a month, which means that my keywords for my area, so if they're, does their location services have to be turned on in order for that to register here, or
as long as they're within that reasonable travel radius that you want to be found in, kind of in and around Jackson, even if they don't type in near me or anything like that, if they type in handyman or, like I said, specific services that you can provide, your business will pop up and they can call you directly.
So like if their Wi-Fi is registered to basically the Jackson MAC address or whatever router they're on, and
correct.
Then if they're and then it's whatever like cell phone towers it's pinging off of on
right.
That or
right,
okay.
Exactly. Or if they're you know, on a computer, it works the same way. Laptop, tablets, smartphones, PCs, vehicles, even with internet access. You'll also be found on voice-activated in-home devices like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and of course, you know, Siri on a smartphone. They don't have to type it in. They can say, "Hey Siri, find me a handyman," and it'll work just the same.
All right, so what if I wanted it for Jackson, Tennessee, and Mobile, Alabama, for two separate entities, or even the same entity? Let's say I went with the same entity down in Mobile as this one. Can I get that covered under the same package, or do I have to take out another package?
Well, we could either list it under the same business, although we would have to run paid ads for you in that case, because the local map or that PAC result, local SEO, and I want to be honest with you here, you know, I don't want to, you know, promise the moon and the stars. I like to under-promise and over-deliver. What you'd be looking at in that local listing, that local SEO, is about a 25, maybe 30-mile radius. So, you know, if you're wanting Mobile, we can run specific ads there. That would take another $100. It wouldn't be another $199, but it would take another $100 to run those ads specifically there. If you did have like a separate location or separate entity there, even if it's providing the same services, we can do a completely local campaign over there as well. But then, you know, that would be a separate listing, basically two separate businesses. I would be able to honor the same pricing for that business too. Or like I said, we can kind of umbrella it under the Asher Handyman and then just run specific targeted ads for Mobile.
Okay, and then I could give a 251 number for that, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So the other company said, which I didn't get to the point where I was interested in the second question with them, but they said $139 a month. What's the name of this company again?
We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. In fact, if I can just find it in the drop-down box real quick here, I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page. goes to localsplash.com/SEOpackages so you can see exactly what we're talking about here. We have been around since 2004. We're actually coming up pretty close and quickly here on our 18-year anniversary. That's a long time for any business, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and getting businesses on the first page of the internet. It is a long time. We are a Google Premier partner. We've been part of Google's partnership program basically from the beginning. That's been about 6 years now that Google's been looking specifically to partner up with companies like Local Splash to provide professional management of these types of services. Now, I don't know if you're able to put me on speakerphone and open up that link, but I did send it to you. At the very top, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said...
I haven't. I'm driving at the moment. But,
you are driving. Okay.
But can I give you my email address, and you can you send me an email with every just with your contact info and hers as well?
Well,
so I can.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you though. I mean, if and I guess you didn't kind of like exactly what they were saying, but you sure did like that $139. Now, I don't have a price that could match that. The only thing that I've got that approximates it is in our system officially as a friends and family rate. I wouldn't want to lie to my boss and tell him that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I don't think I need to. I would just be honest with him, tell him that you're a young company, that you're very brand new to the Angie leads. He knows how expensive that service can be. If I can get him to approve the friends and family rate, it drops your rate down to $149, and then it would also waive the $99 setup fee. So it's just $149 out the door, and then best part about that is that's the fixed rate. It would only be $149 moving forward. If I can get my supervisor...
So you work on that, and you more than likely have a deal, okay?
I'm driving
to Nashville. I've got to take. Okay. Well, I won't be able to stop because I'm driving to Nashville to give my neighbor. They're taking a flight.
Okay.
Out of Nashville, and I live in Jackson, so.
I
don't know if you've ever been to Nashville, but it's what you call a big CN.
Yeah.
You know, especially traffic at any time after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
But. Yeah. That being said, though, I'm very interested, especially with the $149.
Okay.
But I do have another question. Now you're saying through this service, y'all would give us we would have a domain name.
Well,
a website that we can customize, or y'all customize, or what?
Well, we would be able to make those changes for you, but we would be able to include that website, build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So at any time, you can ask us to make changes. You can ask us to add photos, update content, add services. We would be able to do that for you at no additional cost.
Okay. And how hard is it if I want to, let's say I just want to keep updating all the before and after pictures of projects we're doing, how hard is it to be able to?
You don't have to do it. I mean, if you want, you can email us new photos, or we can just keep the existing photos on there. I'm just saying that the updating and maintenance of the website is part of it. It's all included, so you wouldn't be paying extra if we were making changes to the website.
Okay, so, but is there like an about us section?
Oh, sure.
Where basically give them the, you know, nice feeling and then the logo that we picked out, which is not uploaded to Angie's Leads yet, but.
Okay. Yeah.
So like all that would be on there?
Right. We would do what's called a client interview. We're going to want to talk to you about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. That would be a follow-up call with one of our technicians. Takes about 25-30 minutes. We can use the logo that you've already got, And then from that point on, like I said, we can update that content as much as you would like us to. You'll have the tracking and reporting that you can see. And again, it's part of the link that I sent out to you. You can track your success. You can monitor your reviews. You will have reviews. We're creating almost 70 different directories. They're all equally important to Google, and most of them will allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originally populate, whether it's right on Google or Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. You can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you right from your client dashboard.
All right, that's kind of balling.
So when would you be able
to
stop?
One.
Go ahead.
Let's say on day one, like how many, or just let's just get an average then. So having this listed on Google like that,
right?
What's the average number of responses y'all get in a month's time from the?
Let me do a quick search. And I'm going to start at the 38301 and radiate out. Well, this search is just a quick search. It's 25 miles. So it's not going to be everywhere. Like I said, you might get 25, 30 miles out of this. And it looks like it's generating the 6, 7 most popular search phrases for handyman services and smaller jobs. And I know you can do even a kitchen or bathroom. So that's going to be additional searches too that people can find you for. I'm just kind of looking for your bread and butter services right now. And it's not a comprehensive search, but it'll give you a little bit of an idea. In the last 25 days for those 7 most popular searches related to handyman, it looks like it's 1,814 searches. Now, of course, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People do like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 searches. But Google's been, or phone calls, Google's been doing this for a long time, and it always falls within the same margin of error. The businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 searches is 18 phone calls. That's 1%. 2% would be 36. If we scale it up, include the entire 30 miles and everything that people can type in, and even if we're putting in bigger jobs that you can be found for as well, I mean, if you're getting 25 or 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, basically at that point they're hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. It's a very high conversion rate. I would think even a modest conversion rate with that many phone calls would keep you about as busy as you'd want to be, and like I said, even allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you.
Okay. So, all right.
So I actually did take the liberty of messaging my supervisor real quick when I mentioned it before, and I did hear just a second ago the chime, so let me, if you don't mind, pull it up real quick, because I was asking for that friends and family right here. It says, Paul, for this young company, especially one trying the Angie leads, I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this young business to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which it's kind of funny, and it's very true. I believe it's, I don't even remember the last time, but I mean the new business rate with a website, and especially with no setup fee, that puts us below our operating cost. I mean, like I said, we have to earn your business for a couple few months just for us to break even on our end with the time and the resources and in some cases the direct costs that we'll incur to create those different directories. So I try to not go below that new business rate, but like I said, I want to make this affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to get it going, use your tracking system, and you know, really have us prove it to you how profitable it can be to be a top option on that first page. If it helps you to scale back on paying for those leads, I think that would be a good thing for you. Now, I don't know what your experience will be, but I've been doing it long enough to remember not just before it was Angie Leads. Of course, it was Home Advisor before that, but about 8-9 years ago, it was called Service Magic. And I remember talking to business owners back in the day then that were even using what was Service Magic. A lot of business owners in the meantime since then, most of them say it's hit or miss at best, right? You get a lot of leads. Of course, not all of them turn into work, so it can be pretty expensive overall, especially for a young company. So I think if I can have you be able to scale back, keep those leads paused more often, get your phone ringing, I think you're really going to love the service.
Okay. So I hear I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Hey, Colleen, I'm going to have you read this card number to him. I'm going to hang on a second. As long as you flash, I'm pretty sure it's not familiar to me.
Okay.
I hate giving my card over to the phone, but I gave you the one that's got the least amount of money attached to it.
That I understand. Well, let me just make sure I've got everything correct on mine, because I see it as Asher Handyman and Restoration. Is that how you want the business to appear online?
I wanted to have an LLC at the end of it.
LLC at the end of it. And the and is the word and, A-N-D, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word.
Yeah, it's the word.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to use when they try to contact you and also for us to reach you regarding the account, the 865-266-9155? Is that the business number?
No, this is my personal number. You can call it. Customers, okay. I've got a phone number we've already got.
Perfect. And what is that business number?
731-513. Then it's 7483, I believe. It's spelled Wright, R-I-T-E.
Okay. I'll pull that up and make sure R-I-T-E at the end of that. And then, of course, the number that we're speaking on is just for internal use, just for us to contact you. And then you are service-based, though, right? There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online.
No
brick-and-mortar location. Yeah, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork, what have you, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do, especially since you're out in the field most of the day. But the Angie's has an address, the 276 Wells Lassiter Road. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's my house.
It is your house.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, and we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll create that website. We'll also, though, make sure that no physical street address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. So we'll make sure that that address does not show up. And then, Lance, I never did get your last name.
Turner,
okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we are trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably email at the moment.
Okay.
I have a full-time job, so I'm not going to be the one who goes out and runs it. My wife's handling.
Okay.
Supposed to be handling the admin part. We're still sort of launching.
Perfect.
So she's going to be handling that.
Okay. And we can even do the client interview with your wife, too, if that's easier for you. You or her or both of you guys can be on that phone call. The number that we're speaking on, though, that's the one for our technician to call back for that client interview?
Yes.
And what is the email address that you want us to have on file here?
Team Turner king2019@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Was that King, like K-I-N-G? Got a little staticky just at that moment.
Team as in the football team.
Oh, I gotcha. Team Turner. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I do actually need to read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it's a month-to-month service that will include the website, that with my supervisor's approval, we're waiving the setup fee and doing the friends and family rate of $149. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it just takes a couple of minutes here. I'll try to get through it as quick as I can without being rude. I've got it all set up here. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lance, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Asher Handyman Restoration and Asher Handyman and Restoration LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that, and like we confirmed earlier, the "and" is the word A-N-D spelled out. So I've got Asher Handyman and Restoration LLC. And then, Mr. Turner, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lance Turner, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Turner, as the owner of Asher Handyman and Restoration LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Turner, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lance, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. I mean, as you might imagine, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically do request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, text messages, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lance, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, like I said, we are already aware of the Angies, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally important, or even more important, is that we'll make sure right down to the AND and the LLC that your business information is accurate and consistent. So, like I said, we will do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning. We do it periodically. We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, it's just a good idea to let us know. Mr. Turner, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with the additional reduction that my supervisor is allowing me to apply here, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether here, will be charged today, the 20th of July, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of $149.00. Mr. Turner, that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Once again, that rate will never go up. Now, as it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mr. Turner, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lance, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. What is my billing date? Is it going to be the 20th of each month?
The billing date would be the 20th of each month, correct. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa.
Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It is. It's the other business. But
okay.
It's Hub City Promotional Product. Well, it's my name, Lance G. Turner. And
okay.
Then it's Hub City Promotional.
Gotcha.
Product. Or
oh.
PRODU. Looks like, yeah.
Oh, they cut it off.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. And then you said the middle initial was E, like Edward, right? Not C, like Charles?
No, G.
Oh, G.
Harrison. Garrison, like go. Yeah.
Oh, G.
Golf.
G yeah. Like go. Yeah, the ones with the E, you know, the D's, the C's, especially, you know, when there's some background noise, it's kind of hard to tell, but I'm glad I asked. So, Lance G, I've got that now. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. She's all ready to see you.
Okay.
4355.
Mm-hmm.
3607.
Okay.
0125.
Okay.
2471.
And then the expiration month and year?
0726.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
157.
Okay, so I've got 157, 157 on the back, and 07 or July of 2026 for the expiration. Was the card itself 4355, 3607, 0125, 2471?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the 276 Wells Lassiter Road in Jackson 38301?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. In about a minute here, you guys are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. I know that you're driving, but if you like, I can give you that information now.
Yeah, you can. Give me one second.
Sure, just let me know when you're ready.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It actually spells out 877-63-LOCAL as the last five there. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you most likely will, in fact, since you're driving, receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Looks like we're well underway for the 3 o'clock, and we're actually booked out for 4 and 5. So the earliest available would be tomorrow morning at 9. The latest would be 5. In fact, tomorrow's schedule is pretty much wide open. It looks like there's at least one spot available for just about every hour. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour. The call gets to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and then again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. With something a little earlier like 9 or late like 5, somewhere in the middle, work out okay for you tomorrow?
You said 4 or 5?
We could do either 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, yeah.
Central time?
Correct.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay. So it'll be scheduled for the 4 o'clock hour. Like I said, it'll probably get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. You don't have to be in front of a computer, just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You will, at 3, receive a reminder email. Our automated system will remind you that that call is scheduled for 4, and I'll also send you in a secondary calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and it's okay if you do. But it's going to say LocalSplash CIENG. That just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out?
I know.
You got them both?
Yeah, we're getting them.
Yeah. Okay. So if you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice.
We got both of them, but I don't know about the invoice yet.
Well, yeah, if you've got the email, it's got the invoice at the bottom. The system also sends out a welcome email pretty much just a couple of minutes after the invoice is sent out. Kind of wish it would wait more than that, because you kind of get inundated with a couple of things, and I'm only asking you to find the one. But if you find the text message, or if you are able to get the email that has the invoice at the bottom, in the body of it, there's a thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes where the text message should go. The one that we need you to look at real quick is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It says services on the left-hand side that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization.
Give it just a second.
Sure.
All right. That term is the pricing.
Username and password?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you see that, you're done. I mean, that just lets us know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we're including the website. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and consistent. Now, the reason it's asking you for a username and password is the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks it's already active, so it's asking you to put in a username and password and log in. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. It is not active yet. We have to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something for you to track. I can give you the username, and it's easy for you to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. And that will always be the username, 865-266-9155, just the numbers. In a day or so, when your client dashboard is activated, we will officially text and email you out that username with the default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change it if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. I am going to send you out that client the calendar invite for that client interview. It does have your name, your username, and then, of course, your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com, and you can send anything and everything there, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account, please do just include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That will allow us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. Tomorrow, though, and I don't know if you want to take it down now, the photos department, their email address is simply photos, with an S at the end, photos@localsplash.com, although our client interview technician will send that information out to you as well tomorrow. But other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing. If we can help you to scale back on leads and still get the work you're looking for, I think that's good for you. Makes me feel good pretty well, as you know, I've spoken with a lot of business owners who've spent a lot of money, and I've heard some bad things. You know, I've heard people say, you know, I call right away and nobody answers, or I call and they say I've already scheduled it, stop calling me, they hang up. Like, they don't even know you're paying money for those leads, and they feel like you know, you're interrupting their day when you're trying to call a lead that you're paying good money for. I don't think that's how things should work out. So hopefully you'll get some work out of that service as well. You don't have to stop using it, but like I said, once we get your phone ringing, I think you'll be pretty happy to keep those leads paused most of the time. But been a real pleasure speaking with you guys. You have a wonderful day. Drive safe out there. You have a wonderful night, and our client interview technician will give you that call tomorrow in that 4 o'clock hour.
All right. Thank you, Bud.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.